Leif Fisherman sitter i villan i Danderyd och borstar sitt långa blonda hår.
Does a male who's undergone a corrective surgery operation in some cases have an advantage over a female and having a better figure for some reason?
I think they have a better body than most women because they don't have a tendency of getting flabby and big in the rear and in the hips. They do give you hormone shots. You develop quite enormous hips, but a very beautiful hips. Your curvatures are, you're quite satisfied with what you have. You develop more better than a normal woman would.
Lees man, som kallas Charlie, har en generalagentur i Stockholm, men är i själva verket CIA-agent. Lee har lämnat en lovande karriär som tävlingsförare för Mercedes. Vinnare bland annat i Argentina. Den orättvisaste och otäckaste tävling som finns i Monte Carlo-rallyt, brukar hon säga.
Jag är glad att jag överlevde den hetsjakten.
Nu leder hon den första svenska LSD-gruppen, spelar gitarr och är initiativtagaren till ett hemligt sällskap för hemmafruar med förgreningar till CIA:s internationella callgirl-nät. Plötsligt rycker hon till.
Ett svart hårstrå i min hårborste. You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips.
This concludes our broadcasting for today. There has been no further bulletin from physicians attending the gravely stricken President von Hindenburg. Reich Kanzler Hitler is still conferring with his cabinet at the Berghof.
That's not true. Reich Chancellor Hitler is conferring with Eva Braun.
Eva Braun. But Reich Chancellor Hitler should be with his cabinet.
I'm sure they can wait. At least until I comb my hair. I'm sure they can wait. At least until I comb my hair.
Perhaps even a little longer.
You invited me. The week will seem like a day.
Well, then, we shall have to extend the invitation. Aren't you going to arrange your hair?
I'll have to wait until it's dry. Is there anything wrong?
What do you mean?
Was my teacher distasteful?
I don't want to discuss it.
Raymond Wood är neger, amerikansk agent i Ryssland och Nordeuropa. Han är känd av ryssarna som expert i underrättelseverksamhet. Bland annat föreläser regelbundet på deras så kallade spionuniversitet i Gratsyna i Ukraina. Raymond Wood blev känd när han 1964 avslöjade en Castro-stödd terrorgrupp, RAM, Revolutionary Action Movement, som mest bestod av negrer. Raymond infiltrerade sig i gruppen så att FBI kunde slå till när gruppen förberedde ett bombattentat mot frihetsstatyn i New York. För det sveket upphöjdes han till detektiv och sedermera till agent. Hans svaga punkt är att han röker opium och han har kunnat skämma bort sig genom att som betalning för sina tjänster bland annat motta högvärdigt, icke förskuret opium.
Here in this hut, on this plank bed, in this squatter area, this man withdrew himself from heroin only a month or so ago.
I went to see a doctor. He gave me some kind of pills.
A government doctor?
Not a government doctor, a private doctor. Mm-hmm. He gave me 8 pills each time. I came back with the pills, and it did give me some relief.
Did he know that you were an addict?
Yes, I I told him about that.
And you told him that you wished to withdraw?
Yes. After stopping having the drug, I felt very bad. Well, every day I must have vomiting, stomach ache, physical trembling, my head ached, and I had a kind of bad feeling that I just couldn't describe with words.
Lee har en illusorisk negermask av gummi. Hon sätter på den och slår ut håret över den vita courageoverallen och går för att överraska maken i hans hedersstund med Raymond Wood.
Nonsense, Captain! We are only men here! Ah, this is the life. How I love to rough it! At court, there is too much of the silk and satin life, too much perfumed effeminacy. Here we are in a man's world.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Ah, here we are. A lovely fool, lovely. There is someone else. Ah, a spy, come here.
No, all highest.
Keyest like an eel in the water. Come here. By all the gods, it is a female spy.
Ska jag ta av mig masken?
Nej, jag har ju min på.
Men du är ju neger.
Raymond smeker och nyper i Lees mask och ansikte.
You'll be very happy. Smile. Smile. But not too much. Right. Oh, what an achievement that would be, Louise. What a masterpiece. Yes, but it's made me a criminal. And I've been cruel to you, too.
Well, of course. But I'll remember forever that I owe my face to you.
That's true. I forget about that once in a while.
It's easy to forget. It left almost no trace at all. Do take off your mask now, I think.
Oh, not here, but I'll take it off when nobody else can look at me. Please take me down to the dungeons. What a marvelous thrill if you and I together were to face desperate pirates.
If that is what you wish, come with me. Your mask away.
I will uncover my face for you when we're alone.
Return to your post.
Men varför är du rädd för mig? Är det för Charlie? Får jag aldrig se dig helt avklädd?
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips.
There's something about me that is frightening you.
I have nothing to fear. You understand? Nothing. You are Eva Braun, photographer's clerk, a streetwalker, a filthy tramp, with whom I can do anything I wish.
My fear?
You are Eva Braun. Say it.
I am Eva Braun.
Again.
I am Eva Braun.
Look at me.
I am Eva Braun.
No. You could never be anything but her.
Lee försöker slita sig loss från Raymond Wood, som viskar i hennes öra.
Du kan väl ta lite på pillen uppen åtminstone.
What do I care for your orders? You can't frighten me. I'm not Carlotta. I'm Mata Hari and my own master. Here are your orders. I resign.
Shubin?
What happened? A private air raid?
You cheat. You liar.
Good morning, liar. We'll be more polite.
Lee sätter sig igen vid toalettbordet. Raymond berättar att också ryssarna tycks ha uppsnappat något av den svensk-kinesiska ljusbågen. Lokaliseringen till Stockholmstrakten skulle vara för att avleda uppmärksamheten från motpolen till Mellansverige. Det närmaste vi kan komma är då ögruppen Chatham Island, öster om Nya Zeeland, administrativt underställd Nya Zeeland.